The Cardinal Archbishop of Armagh in Ireland, Sean Brady, and Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin today launched the International Eucharistic Congress 2012. The Congress will take place from the 10th to the 17th of June next year in the Irish capital and will culminate in an open-air Mass in the city's Croke Park Stadium. As part of the launch, a Congress bell, which symbolizes a call to faith, prayer, reconciliation, will visit all 26 dioceses of Ireland. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Father Kevin Doran, Secretary General of the Congress.
Father Kevin, this Congress is being launched in Dublin. First of all, just look at the theme of it. It's the Eucharist, communion with Christ and one another. Very much inclusive, kind of includes everyone. Was that your motive for creating this theme?
It was. The theme comes from the documents of the Second Vatican Council, which, among other things, signalled a new opening up of the Church to the modern world. And I think in terms of Eucharist, the theme focuses very much on the idea that when Christ gathered his disciples around the table, say at the Last Supper, he gathered each of them into a new relationship with him, but he also gathered them into a new relationship with one another. And this is what happens when we sit down to a meal at anyone's table. You know, we're drawn into relationship with the one who invites us, but also into the relationship with those others who are also invited. And I think what we want to say is in the Eucharist, we are not only drawn into a new and redefined relationship with Jesus, who is the Lord of life, we're also challenged to recognize that we are in a new relationship with those who are equally invited to gather at the table of the Lord, and that brings responsibilities with it.
Now, the Eucharistic Congress is taking place 2012, we should add, the 10th to the 17th of June. What can we expect from the Eucharistic Congress? What events will be taking place that you could explain to us?
Well, we are looking at the Congress as both an event and a journey. And at the moment, part of its launch will be to launch the what we call the Eucharistic Congress Bell Pilgrimage. We have a bell which has been put into a wooden carrying frame, and it's going to be carried from parish to parish through Ireland as part of an invitation to people to renew their commitment to faith, to prayer, to reconciliation, and to mission. And we would see the bell as a symbol of the call of God, if you like, and the call of the Church. And we would hope that that will also galvanise people into preparing by way of an interior spiritual journey for the Congress. When it comes to the actual event of the Congress itself, then the main events will take place at the RDS, which is the place best known for the Dublin Horse Show. It's a big conference venue, our celebrations of the Eucharist, which will be plenary celebrations, will take place in the show jumping arena. But then there will be other events like workshops, the youth space, the prayer space, and exhibitions and so on. One of the things that we're going to focus on, particularly on the first day of the Congress, is the theme of how we are actually drawn into communion initially through baptism, by which we become members of Christ's body. And that brings with it the interesting and exciting possibility of involving Christians of other religious traditions, because we all share a common baptism, all drawn together by the one Spirit. And so our first day will be focused on that invitation to faith in Jesus through baptism. We will be having an ecumenical celebration of the Word and Water, which will be presided over by Christian leaders of different traditions.
How important is it to have that ecumenical approach to this Congress?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. I think within our Irish tradition, there obviously have been difficult relationships in the past, and these relationships have been healed to a great extent in recent years through the hard work and energy of Christian leaders of all the traditions who have, against the grain in some ways, possibly worked together for dialogue But I suppose we still have a ways to go before we can have the full communion, including Eucharistic communion, which is an aspiration very much rooted in Christ's words at the Last Supper. And so in a certain sense, the ecumenical celebration both celebrates what has been achieved so far in our renewed relationships, but also challenges us to continue bearing common witness to Christ until the day comes when we can actually gather at the same Eucharistic table.
How important is it that the Congress is coming to Dublin and is coming to Ireland, as it were?
Well, it's important to us, for a start, I suppose. Some people will argue that it's not a great time for it to come because we have an economic crisis going on here at the moment, and we've also had a crisis in terms of the church's failures in child abuse. But at the very same time, perhaps what this is saying to us is that it's precisely at this time that we need to restore the relationships of trust and communion which have been weakened by our failures. And we can only do that, of course, through the presence of Christ and through the ministry of Christ. So, you know, in a sense, it's a little bit like the title of the opening lines of Charles Dickens' novel, The Tale of Two Cities. You know, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. From the point of view of the wider world, I suppose it's a good opportunity for us perhaps to celebrate with Catholics in countries such as Britain, the United States, Australia, South Africa, many of the other African and Asian countries, all of whom at one time or another have been touched by the work of Irish missionaries, and some of whom are now actually engaged with us in a different way because there are priests from some of these countries now working in our parishes here in Dublin.
Of course, the crisis in the church with regard to the sexual abuse. Would you say that the Eucharistic Congress, you talked about also relationships there, building relationships, is it a time maybe to help build relationships, to help heal?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think and one of the days of the Congress is specifically going to be devoted to that theme of healing. You know, again, the challenge for us, I suppose, is to recognise that while on the one hand it is Christ brings healing, we, as the body of Christ, are charged with the responsibility of being ministers of that healing to one another. And in a sense, the reality is if we wait around for other people to do it, it's not going to happen.
Are you hoping that this Congress will get people back in touch with their faith again?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there are many different constituencies. In some ways, it's possibly easier for us initially to reach those who come to church because we have a context in which to reach them. It's a little bit more difficult, quite challenging, I suppose, in effect, to work out how we can communicate the good news of the gospel and particularly of the invitation to renewed communion to those who wouldn't normally gather with us. How do you go out and present the invitation to the Congress or the invitation to return to regular practice of faith and at the same time respect people's freedom to decide not to? So there's a certain delicacy around that, but we would certainly want to extend the invitation as widely as possible.
It seems like a long way away, June of 2012. It's not even June of 2011. But like with everything and all these kinds of things, time creeps up. And I suppose there's a lot to do in that amount of time.
Well, it's amazing, really. I mean, 66 weeks is what we have on our website, which incidentally is www.iec2012.ie. And one of our staff said to me the other day, you know, when are people going to realise that this is next year, you know, because there is a certain sense of putting things on the long finger, and we're great at doing that here in Ireland. And while, yes, it's still over a year to the actual event of the Congress, two-thirds of the time for preparing has already passed. So we would be very conscious of the need for this to begin to happen in a very much more energetic way from now on. We will be holding a small national congress on the last weekend of June this year, which is corresponding with Corpus Christi, when every diocese in the country has been invited to be present with the bishop at Knock, which is the Eucharistic shrine here in the west of Ireland, and forward to a good gathering of God's people there. In the meantime, just going back, if I may, to the website, one of the things that has happened since we spoke last back in November is that our website has now gone live in 7 languages, so people in different parts of the world can now access all our information in French, Spanish, German, and Polish, and Italian, as well as Irish and English.
So we should highlight that it is an international Eucharistic Congress.
Yeah, and we've had confirmation in principle from places as diverse as Taiwan, Vietnam, Honolulu, not to mention places in in the United States and Europe and Australia. But yes, they're coming, and it's exciting.